You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the mindsets of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm really excited and honored for Yannick Silver to come back on Making Bank. He's with Evolved Enterprise, and we're gonna really dive into what the principles are and how you can take those and start applying those in your life and your business today. So I wanna welcome you back to Making Bank.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. So it's really cool. We ran into each other a few weeks ago.
That's right, yeah. You're like, you gotta come make this happen. I'm like, okay, I think we can do it.
Yeah, and then we worked together and made it happen. Yeah. And so I really appreciate your time today, for sure.
That's awesome.
So give us a quick overview of what those principles are and kind of what Evolved Enterprise is all about.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Evolved Enterprise is like literally the future of business. I mean, that's how big I think it is.
Okay.
And it's not just me saying this. It's, there's this seismic shift that's going on in business where consumers are demanding businesses have something bigger than just their bottom line at stake. Mm-hmm. They want companies that have a purpose, have a mission, that are doing something to help make a difference in the world in some way, and they're showing it by their buying power, where they're taking out their wallets.
Okay.
And this is happening from the inside out too, because especially millennials, but everybody wants to work for a company that has a greater meaning and purpose behind what they're doing. And so you got this inside out coming and the outside in. And so the Evolved Enterprise is really this framework of how do we create this incredible competitive advantage by making business this way to have a leverage to make a difference in the world.
Sure.
Gets your customers to want to buy more from you, gets your team members more aligned, and even aligns you with your greater purpose yourself and makes you more money. Makes you more bank.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Well, so for example, my wife owns, we own a pretty significant size skincare company focused. We have a team of 25 people, and our whole mission is being able to help people transform their health from the outside in, as well as you have the nutrition people from like Naveen Jain and all mm-hmm. that, transferring from the gut out and eliminating sickness from that angle, as well as creating and providing more sustainable products and everything out there, so people are not continuously using toxic stuff on their skin, as well as the packaging that we utilize and everything else. So let's just say you start with a company. What's kind of the first thing you take a look at and say, okay, hey, here's what needs to happen first?
Well, believe it or not, I start with you, the person.
Okay.
Right? So our model, the framework comes from evolving yourself first. And that's mm-hmm. never a done process.
Right.
It's a continual process.
Sure.
But I look at almost like the nucleus of it is it's like having these three interconnected circles, which I learned is called a Venn diagram. So these three interconnected circles are, so if you think about a dollar sign, a happy face, and a heart.
Okay.
Super simple, right?
That's cool.
So how do you make more, give more, have more fun was our original kind of thing. But now it's really turned into how do you grow yourself, grow your business, make a difference in the world, and have some fun in the process. So that's the real core nucleus.
Where you start from.
Then the little outer part of that is you. So then it's like looking at aligning your head, so that's your business sense, right? Like everything. So a lot of times when people start thinking about this Evolved Enterprise stuff, they're like, oh, well, maybe if I just have a better social mission, then I don't have to have great marketing. I don't have to have a great product. That's not the case. Like all those combine and they accelerate each other, but having these really turbocharged is what you're doing. So aligning your head, your heart, which is the impact that you want to make in the world, and then even your higher purpose.
Okay.
So that gets a little... But so imagine if you had that alignment and then things really, really start going in. So that you, that first piece is you, which is continuing to sort of dig into what is this evolution of you. So like getting deep into, what am I really great at? What am I not good at? What's even my shadow side of stuff? Like what's my, what was I meant to do here?
Sure.
These big questions. And then from that, the next circle out is cause. And that's the impact. So that's the mission. That's the, that's our, I've been taught and I love this idea of our mission is like our North Star.
Right.
So we're not going to get there, but this is our guiding force. So ours, our companies is changing the way business is played.
Okay.
And so that's everything that we do is wrapped around that. So every cause that we support is entrepreneurial in nature. It's all about, again, changing the way business is played. So that cause. So if you look at, let's say a company like I guess, you know, your wife's skincare.
Right.
Like, you know, that everything sounds like it's about personal transformation.
Right. Personal transformation, yeah. Health, being a better you, yeah. And all that.
So that's the greater mission. And then the outside of that is the creation, which is the product or service itself. So
sure.
How do we bake in that impact?
Okay.
And we can talk about, I have 11 different impact models. Maybe we can get to.
Cool.
And then community, which is how do we get not just customers, but how do we turn them into like fans,
right.
And zealots who want to be advocates for you. And then the culture, which is your you know, what you do
your
with the
team,
core values and the bigger vision,
okay.
and mission. Yeah. And so that's the framework.
Cool. And so we start with you,
yeah.
And kind of like, all right, man, this is where I want to go. This is what I see, you know, the business from my perspective and my vision doing.
Yeah.
And then it's finding that
and,
cause.
And who
that
am I?
And who am I?
Yeah.
Right. And then it's finding that cause that you align with from that perspective.
Well, there's two ways of finding that cause.
Okay.
So it's either going to be personal. So it could be
okay. Something
that you've had a really. So for instance, I did we have a group called Maverick Next, which are young mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, and did a session with one of our Nexters where his father died when he was like, I think 10.
Okay.
And so that was obviously a major traumatic
sure.
moment in his life. And so when I worked with him, we decided to call the thing that he was working on next called the Fit Father Project.
Mm-hmm.
He decided, I never want anyone else to go through what I went
sure.
through. So I will only work with fathers. So
okay.
that automatically created an age demographic without
right.
saying, you know, over 40 or over 30 or whatever it was. And then the cause that we tied in was this summer camp for kids that are going through, their families are dealing with cancer in some way, so that
okay.
it sends the kids to summer camp so that they, you know, creates these amazing moments. So
right.
that was the cause coming from him
okay.
personally, right?
Sure.
The other way to finding that cause is, what do my customers align with?
Okay.
So it could be aligned with the product in some way. This isn't quite one, but so I'm wearing this belt from Kenya.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
So it's made in a co-op of women who are, you know, under sort of underutilized, who are then, you know, given an
right.
opportunity to go and empower
cool.
themselves. Right. So if I was marketing this belt, then that would really make sense to have the cause linked in
with
to
right.
that. And that's one of the models is called empowered employment.
Mm-hmm.
Is like there's
okay.
almost like a better story to tell, and it's authentically and genuinely linked to what the product is in some
okay.
way. So like there's a company called Elvis and Kress, and they're walking down the street and saw all this fire hose
right.
that was on the street. They're like, oh my God, that's, you know, that's horrible. I mean,
yeah.
it's just going to get stuck in a landfill, but it's really beautiful material. Let's do something with it.
Sure.
They turned it into like wallets and belts and,
oh, wow.
and dop kits and all this stuff. And then, so, you know, not only were they recycling this material, but
right.
then they said, okay, the authentic tie-in is we're going to give 50% of our profits to firemen charities.
Mm, okay. So
fire
using that
charities.
And donating it back to that.
Exactly. So,
okay.
so it made this really powerful.
Okay.
So so that's, you know, the other model, which is called Source Matters, and thinking about what the source is. And so there's,
okay.
you know, I have 11 different models that we look about. Like when you start thinking about this evolved enterprise, this for benefit business, the triple bottom line, conscious capitalism,
sure.
whatever it is. A lot of people think about Toms, right? So,
right.
So
yeah.
that buy one, give one, buy a pair of shoes, you give it to another
right.
child in need. And they grew incredibly well. Like it's a tight marketing message. So that's about, you know, connecting
sure.
that head and the heart. So that head part is that business smarts, because someone could easily be like, I got these shoes and now, you know,
yeah.
another pair of shoes for a kid. And, but when they start thinking, when entrepreneurs start thinking about this model, they're like, oh, we should do a buy one, give one. And that doesn't always
work.
Make,
yeah.
It doesn't always make sense. It
okay.
doesn't have to be.
So like, for example, like one of the things that we worked on our Vivid Vision. So we kind of planned
yeah.
out the next 3 years and where we're at. And one of the things that we mapped out in there was working with Operation Underground Railroad. So I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I think so.
So Tony Robbins supported them a lot lately and everything else. And so what happens is they go out and rescue kids that have been sex trafficked and like taken from their families. And there's, you know, a child taken every 2 minutes from here
right.
in the United States.
Right.
And they're overseas within 24 to 48 hours. And so just to us, it was like, man, we got to figure out how can we provide more for support for them. And so one of our big things is, okay, we want to donate over $1 million to them over the next 36 months kind
yeah.
of a thing. So where would that kind of fit in with the models and...
Yeah. Oh, so there are a couple ways. So one is I talk about having an impact scoreboard.
Okay.
So, like, imagine if you could reverse engineer. So when I talked to Blake from Toms, he's like, hey, yep. You know, last time I talked to him, they gave away 35 million pairs of shoes. I'm sure it's way more than that now. And by the way, he'll tell you, like, you know, he never expected that.
Right.
And it's now it's turned into a logistical issue. But it's amazing how much, you know, they've done.
Right.
And so their impact scoreboard is... you know, 35 million, right? So they can see they've profitably sold 35 million pairs of shoes because they've given away. Yeah. So they can, you know, all their team can point to that and their customers. So you can somehow reverse engineer that number.
Sure.
So whether it's, let's say it's going to be a percentage, whether it's a dollar, you know, like $1 of this product goes here or $2.
Right.
I also like what, you know, there's lots of ways of doing it. There's a company called Lush. I think they're like a Canadian company.
Okay, I've heard the name, yeah.
And they're very much into... So my daughter's 10, so she's into these bath bombs and she loves them. And we walk in the store and it's like bath bomb central, all these like handmade bath bombs and all these soaps and all these things. And so they'll always have like usually like once a month or every other month they'll have something called their charity pot.
Okay.
And every dollar of this charity pot goes to whatever cause that they're supporting
that month
in that period. So, you know, there's so many ways of doing it. But,
sure.
But there, it's more than just a marketing ploy. That's what I, you know, really want people to understand. It can't just be like this, oh, you know, great. Yannick talked about, you know, our sales will increase because we add this impact side. And which is absolutely true. Like, I've seen split tests and the sales have increased. But it's got to be done with a this genuineness, this authenticity.
Right.
Because, like, KFC got in trouble a couple years ago where they did these pink... buckets of chicken.
Oh, sure.
Right? Yeah, for breast cancer.
Breast cancer was,
right? They gave away 50 cents for these pink buckets of chicken. And I was like, I don't totally get it. Like, and one of my friends is like, oh, they sell breasts of chicken. I'm like,
oh. Oh, I guess everybody got it. But
and then, you know, if you dig into it, like, it totally doesn't make sense because a diet high in saturated fat has been linked to cancer in some way. And it's just not, it's just, you know,
congruent
pinkwashing
with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they got a massive social media sort of backlash. When you start doing this too, there's going to be, there's more scrutiny.
Sure.
Right. There's, and as well, like, so customers, to turn them into these advocates and zealots,
right,
you need to tell them a better story, which is true. And they're going to dig in more.
Yeah.
And if it's true, then they want to spread that and become advocates and spread your mission. And if it's not true, then they want to spread that as well.
Right. So you mentioned the impact scoreboard.
Right, yeah, so, that, so that's one way.
Okay.
And, you know, you could also think about, you know, is there a way, I mean, you can think about, so I think about this idea of how do you move a company from transactional to transformational to even transcending?
Sure.
Okay, so transactional is, you know, maybe we do a dollar at checkout or something like that.
Right.
That's a little more transactional. And there's not a real tie-in.
Right.
At transformational, it's like literally the identity of the customers, our team members, the community, everyone that we serve changes in some way.
I got you.
And then transcending, it's like it's a business and that's the model, but it's beyond the business.
Okay.
And so like if we took it to the beyond the business stage for that, like the Operation Railroad, it would be like, you know, could we get some of these kids involved in making the product in some way?
Could we get them
in, you know, like something that would be... like, so if they, you know, they go through this traumatic experience, like what would get them out the other side?
That's right, because they have like kind of like people in a recovery program and all that, but how can we give them something else?
Right, so like imagine if you went to a whole different business model of not just selling online, but it was party plan selling or something like that, right? So you made these kids ambassadors in some way, and they're out in the neighborhood selling this thing. And I don't even know if this would work, but that changes. So in the book Evolved Enterprise, I talk about this company called Living Goods.
Okay.
And they're pretty amazing. They started in Kenya, and what they did was they combined microloans with essentially the Amway model. And and so they have these women who they get a little bag full of like medicine, malaria nets, water purification tablets, all this stuff, and they get a microloan form.
Okay.
And then they go out into these rural villages where no one else really goes to.
Right.
And they're able to save lives and make, you know, another income from that. So it's like the best of all worlds in that way. So that to me is a transcending kind of company.
Gotcha. Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is it now you kind of start to open your mind up?
Right. Now I can see like the wheels.
I know.
You're like, well, maybe we could use that model and we could do.
Well, yeah, you start thinking like, how can we use that and apply that?
Exactly. And it's like, how do we layer it in beyond just a marketing ploy.
Right, yeah.
Right? Like, and you know, I know, like, you guys have been at this for a long time, so sure. It's not like just a...
this night, yeah, overnight thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, there's something deeper to it. And then it's also, you know, if most companies are already doing something, but
right.
they're not doing it in a strategic way
okay.
that totally aligns with what is their greater purpose.
Sure.
And it's also not maybe getting their team members involved. It's maybe not getting their
True.
Customers involved. It's you know, and they might not even be telling the story very well of what they're doing. So there's
that
a
makes
lot of
sense.
Things to look
yeah.
at.
Definitely tying in more of the team as well as the engaging our clients and customers
right.
to be more involved with
right.
what we're doing and everything. And then so after the cause, what's that next part that we're
So you the cause, and then the next ring out is kind of divided in three, and it's creation, community, and culture.
Okay. And so that's then taking the cause and integrating it
into the
all
creation.
Those areas.
Yeah, so
okay.
let's start with creation. The creation is, you know, again, it's like, oh, great, we have a great social mission. We don't have to
sure.
have a great product. That's not true. Like,
right.
you have to have a good-looking whatever, T-shirt or whatever you're selling.
Right.
Like, it has to have a good design on it. And you know, all that accelerates what you're doing. And then how do we link in that cause into
okay.
it? And then the community is how do we start building this, like, tribe?
Right.
Like people that are really excited. So actually, I'll give them a free
plug.
Yeah, I mean, so these guys, Four Ocean, right? So I call these artifacts.
Okay.
They're actually selling an artifact. I, you know, for some of the stuff that we do, we provide artifacts. Like, you know, if people come to an event, we give particular bracelets and things like that.
Okay, sure.
So that someone will ask about it. But
right.
these guys, they take out a pound of trash for every bracelet that you buy.
Oh, wow.
And so an artifact is like, you know, you've seen the Livestrong bracelets mm-hmm. And you know, I run a group called Maverick, which are these high-end entrepreneurs, and we
sure.
sometimes we run around with like green mustaches in places, and you know, people have to ask what
right,
that is.
What it is.
It's a fun artifact, but so this, you know, it gets people sometimes asking, you know, what is that? And
right.
then, and then you're like, oh, you have a way of talking mm-hmm. about
sure.
what the cause
okay.
is or what it is. So these guys are called Four Ocean, and they take out a pound of trash for every bracelet, and they've.
And they pull it out of the ocean.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, it's cool.
The
and then they recycle
and,
it
yeah,
out of the
that's pretty cool.
The ocean
yeah.
plastic. So the ocean stuff is like our big initiative for this year.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, that's in alignment with where we are and
sure.
using like entrepreneurial brain power and talent and our connections and networks to see where can we make a difference there.
That's awesome. And then we're integrated into community, integrated
right.
into
well the community is and also like that tribe part, right?
So right,
we're building,
so we're building
this,
that.
We're building this, they want to know the story, right?
Right.
We want to give them the creation story, the origin story of how did this skincare line
right.
Well, you know, was it because you're fed up with all this other crap and
sure.
and you know, what was that? And so they, you know, you want to know the creation story. You want to know the you want to create like an us versus them narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So this is the you know, these if you're wearing this deodorant, then, you know, this putting chemicals into your body.
Sure.
Do you really want that? Like, you know, your skin is your biggest organ. Do you really want to absorb it all?
Hey, you
yeah,
read
all the time. But it's like, so that you create that. And again, this is building a community of people that really want to,
okay.
want to have, they you want to tell them about the mission. You want to give them that vivid vision that you mentioned.
So they take off with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so they can share that in some way and take ownership of it. And then that culture piece is, that vision, giving that to the team members, giving it to
sure.
your partners, giving
okay.
it to joint venture partners,
right.
giving it to everyone, and then also like finding your core values and finding
okay.
that key mission that you guys are going to align on, and so that's all part of culture.
Cool. Wait, I'm asking all this too because we're in the second draft of our vivid vision.
Yeah,
so I'm like, oh, cool. I'm getting
yeah,
ideas.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
else we can drop in there and stuff
yeah,
and dial
it's
it in.
It's exciting, and you know what's cool about this is I had a friend of mine. You know, used to be very hardcore internet marketing space,
okay.
CPA offers, right?
Sure.
So all this stuff. And then they changed up what they were doing to this buy one, give one.
Okay.
It was like a colon cleanse or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Right? Something like that. Or
yeah.
I might get the product wrong. It was like some sort of like tapeworm removal. It was like
okay.
something, right? Like that. And then they changed it up to say we're going to donate one to people in Africa that need this as well. And he
okay.
said that there was a massive sales shift. B, he had partners coming after him. Like people were like, hey, let me mail for you. Like it was wild. Like ad networks were like, let me run this. Like
right,
it was like
get
wild
it
because of
just
this
that
bigger mission.
Change.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, and they changed everything what they were doing. And you know, again, it wasn't just like this tactical change. It was
sure.
Let's really make a difference. And again, I really feel like business can be the greatest lever to make a difference in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we can use our distribution. We can use our voices. We can use our supply chain. Like, sure. Who are we buying from? Who are we employing?
Right.
It's incredible. And it's not a guilt-based thing. It's a totally value-based exchange.
Right.
And again, like, customers and consumers, they want to buy from companies that are doing something more with their purchase.
And I think, too, like, I know one of the big initiatives for us this year from a business standpoint was moving in the retail.
Mm.
So having that mission and having that, and also, like you said, putting it on the forefront, like, here's what we're doing, here's how we're aligning.
Yeah.
I mean, I think more retailers were like, oh, this is really cool. We want to help partner with you to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Tom's, one of the ways they grew fast was Nordstrom's wanted to partner with them because of the halo effect that happened.
Sure.
A lot of bigger companies want that halo effect from companies that are involved enterprises.
Right.
Because they're able to kind of be like, oh, well, you know, look, this is what we're doing. And then you get the distribution and the leverage that they have.
That they have anyways.
Yeah. And so I remember talking to John Mackey, the co-CEO mm-hmm. of Whole Foods, and he's like, we're not taking any more products that don't have a story. That don't have a mission or a story.
Okay.
So, you know, and if you look in that space, that's almost like de facto now.
You
have to have it. And that's going to, I think, continue on to all the different segments.
That's cool. Well, I know we only got a few minutes left, so why don't we tell people where they can find out more about you, what you guys have going on, and everything.
Yeah, so the book, Evolved Enterprise, pick it up on Amazon.
It's great. I've read it multiple times.
Go to evolvedenterprise.com, pick it up there. I got my own doodles in there. Like, I truly feel like I put my heart and soul into this book, and it's something that I absolutely look at as like the seeds that we're planting into this new like blueprint for how business can be done. And so that's super exciting to me.
Cool. And you guys got some really cool entrepreneurial events. Like the summer camp that's coming up.
Yeah, right? We run a summer camp called Camp Maverick. Sure. Check that out. I run a group called Maverick 1000, which is for high-level entrepreneurs. And then I blog occasionally at my website, yannicksilver.com.
Awesome. And so I guess maybe one last thought, idea that you want to leave our audience with before we wrap up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the reason you got into business was to make a difference in some way. And you can truly not have to say, okay, once I make my first million or 10 million or 50 million, then I can continue to give back in some way. And I don't even like that word, give back, actually. I have a rant about that in my book, but because I think entrepreneurs, we don't give back, like that implies that we've taken something. But you can read that in there, or I probably have it somewhere else too, but it's this whole idea that we provide value. And so like you don't have to wait. Like that used to be the old model, which was, okay, I'm gonna make my fortune and then I'm gonna spend the rest of my life to go make a difference.
Yeah.
Now you can truly like combine it together, and that's what's super exciting. And it accelerates your business, which is even more exciting.
On top of that, No, that's awesome. Well, no, I really appreciate you taking time out while you're here to just come hang out, chat, share what you have going on, as well as, helping educate people on Evolve Entrepreneur, changing their, helping move their business forward with a better direction, with a mission, a way to really help more people in mind. So
it's, and when you wake up in the morning and you're like, what I'm doing has different ability to make a difference.
For sure.
It's awesome.
Cool. Well, appreciate your time again. Thank you for coming on Making Bank. I am Josh Felber. You've been watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.